This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Is on your mind? Let us know. 1-800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. If you're in Bismarck, man, Dan, you don't have to dial the 701. It's, you know, put them in your speed dial. That way there you don't have to punch as many numbers in. You can always have us ready. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. You can text me at 701-226-8503. Actually, you couldn't have been that Delta Constructors. One call does it all. Call of the day, much like Bob.
Bob on the road is a CRP question for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes, prior to this early opening on CRP, I had signed up to cut on August 2nd, and I could cut the entire field. Now, if I change it to cut on July 16th, I can only cut 50%, and I don't understand the reasoning.
Well, we're going to get to the bottom of all that. Meanwhile, Eric at DeltaConstructors.net can help you out. Turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your bump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries, electrical and mechanical design. Oh, Daryl, say it five times.
Fast. Easy for you to say.
Survey work, field. No, it's not, nothing is today. Field work. And if I screw one thing up, I'm going to screw everything else up after that, too. Field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation, temporary flaring services, E&I services. One call does it all. DeltaConstructors.net. Call Eric today. 406-250-8151. 406-250-8151. Meanwhile, no Scott Hammond today. Daryl Lees, NDFB, is here.
Good morning, everybody, and good Thursday morning, and welcome to all the listeners.
Yeah.
My inaugural run at guest hosting and sitting in for Scott, so we'll see how this goes today.
Inaugural run. Something tells me you'll do just fine.
Well, there's a lot of important issues out there, and then, you know, we're also going to end the day on a little bit more inspiring and lighter note, too. Don't want to be all doom and gloom but in seriousness, but, you know, we've got some pretty serious issues. And, you know, to address Bob's question, if we want to start out with that and if people want to call in, and, you know, we're going to have North Dakota Game and Fish Director Terry Steinwan in studio here at the bottom of the hour. John Devney, Delta Waterfall, will join him. And, you know, then we're going to have some more time from 10 to 10:30 for some phone calls and some general discussion and question answering. And then 10:30 we'll go to Charlotte Wilson from Jamestown and her inspiring story of a relief effort she's leading, a young lady, 10 years old, and another young lady from up at Sherwood, Lily Solomsas, who is at her local county fair on Achievement Days today with her animals and 4-H projects and getting ready to go to the state fair next week, and she's going to explain to us what goes into all that preparation. So a little bit of a diversity here today from start to finish, but of course, everything that's on the minds of rural people out there in North Dakotans is our drought out there. And so addressing Bob's question, yeah, it, sadly enough, it is true that, you know, Congressman Kramer, they made an official inquiry into the FSA and the USDA. And if you want to hay the whole CRP, let's say you got 160 acres of it and you want to hay the whole thing, you do have to wait till August 2nd, if it's in your management practice. You can't do the 50% of it on July 16th and then go do the other 50% on August 2nd. Now, that doesn't make a lot of sense. You know, a lot of folks are saying, and they are actually, the USDA is having FSA look at that and just wants to make sure that maybe they can get that waived yet. But right now, that's the way it is. And, you know, it's the federal government. There's goofy regulations and rules out there when it comes to these things that don't make a lot of sense to, you know, a good common sense North Dakotan.
Federal government's never done that. I couldn't say it with a straight face.
No, you can. So yeah. But, you know, one thing we want to address too, Todd, and for all the listeners out there, when it's extremely dry conditions like this, you know, the fire potential and fire hazard is, is very concerning to those of us that live out in the country. You know, our livelihoods and everything, like, you know, that goes on out in the rural areas. You know, luckily the big fire that was burning and still burning somewhat out in western North Dakota, the Magpie fire that's, you know, around 6,000 acres consumed already in that, wasn't close to, you know, any residences or that. It was out mostly on federal land, on government-owned land. But a couple of hints. People have asked me to put some things out there, you know, what to do, what not to do when you're going out and enjoying the country view out in the countryside, because those of us that are, you know, dwelling out in the country and farmers and ranchers, we like to share our open spaces with people. But there becomes some responsibility with that also. And, you know, we have to tell people this, and I don't know why we should have to tell people this, because you should never do it, but don't throw your cigarette butts out the window.
But you have to tell. As long as people are still doing it, and how many times have we heard?
Right.
Yet another fire. Not that this one was.
They don't know what the start of this one is, but that's just one thing.
But it does happen.
Oh, yeah. I, you know, at, you know, the time of the day when it's darker and you're driving down the highway, I still get behind people that you can see that thing flung out.
Well, the first 18 years of my life, I sat and watched my dad, you know, yeah. Don't even put it out or anything.
Yeah, so that's just one thing. But the other thing that people probably don't think about, and, you know, I received a text from a friend this morning, said, remind people of how hot the exhaust systems get under vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And the catalytic converters, you know, over 1,000 degrees, that touching this very crispy, dry grass can start a fire, and you don't know about it because you're driving away. And if you're the only one out in that remote area that's driving out there on that grass, stay away from grassy areas. Stay on good, bladed, established trails and roads at this time of the year when it's this dry, and we're talking, you know, 100 degrees tomorrow and average 95 for the next 7 to 10-day forecast.
Yep.
You know, that's things that, you know, we forget about as people, you know, because it's, we don't crawl under our vehicle and feel the bottom of it very often, but they are very hot systems under there. And just make sure that, you know, you're taking that extra precaution when you're out, whether you're going to the lake and going fishing, you know, just driving out in the countryside to get a nice picture of the sunsets or sunrises. Just keep that in mind when you're out there.
Yeah. Most man-started wildfires are stupid little accidents.
Perfectly avoidable. Yeah, you know, and it's sometimes just things you don't think about.
Right.
And it's just a good reminder, you know, the open fires, of course, there's a fire ban on in a lot of the area. You know, use your propane grill instead of your charcoal or your wood-fired grills. You know, that's a lot safer.
No, he says we heard the, well, I thought I put the fire out.
Yeah, he dumped a gallon of water on it.
Well, make sure.
Yeah, right.
Darn sure. Do not walk away from it.
Yep. So, no, that's a great, few great reminders there for people when they're coming out to the countryside. And even reminders for those of us that are farmers and ranchers, you know. Sometimes those things just get overlooked in the haste of getting the business done.
Yep. You just go through your usual motions and don't really worry. Well, worry. We're going to be in triple-digit heat tomorrow and darn close to it the next several days. So.
No, that is right. That is very right. Okay. So if you got questions, comments, call in, text in. Todd, I think you're getting some texts now.
Yep, 701-226-8503 if you want to text. Dexter says, I want to share some problems we're running into to Hay CRP. May be open for haying, but there are a lot of acres that are not available because they're in a certain government program that doesn't allow it to be hayed. For example, a wildlife program for nesting. So, once again, I'm calling on our congressional delegation to help us more and to get Mr. Perdue to waive those rules. Only so much CRP, and we need it all.
You know, the CRP, and we're going to talk a little bit about that when John Debney from Delta Waterfall comes in. But there's, you know, 30-some different designations of CRP and attachments, so to speak, conservation practices, they call them, CP, whatever, CP1, CP5, CP23, CP37, and they all have probably 35 regulations attached to them, too. I mean, that might be a little exaggeration, but it seems like there's that many out there. Some of them this texture is correct, is not open to haying or grazing. And I
we don't have a blanket solution in place, contrary to what you may be hearing.
No. And I and I don't want to lead people on to think that there's probably a real possibility that they will. Now, there might be a few more of them that get open, but the realistic, you know, approach to this is they've opened up the general CRP that doesn't have these restrictions on them.
That seems to be the magic wand, though.
If
hey,
they,
we've got this open. Now we're cured. Not quite the case.
No, and if we open some of these, you know, the special nesting areas that they've received increased payments for, I'm afraid we're just going to open it up, and that's what the concern of the USDA is, that there's going to be litigation opened up, and they're going to put in they want to put an injunction on all haying at that point. So be careful what you ask for, because there's groups out there that don't like what we're doing, and they don't think it should ever be opened up, even the stuff that has been.
Darrell East, NDFE, in for Scott Henn, and more coming up.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey Solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How does North Dakota benefit from the Dakota Access Pipeline Project? We asked that question of Justin Kringstead of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority in another episode of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Justin, tell us.
The Bakken has always been transportation challenged, and since 2008, we've had inadequate pipeline capacity, meaning the oil production levels were higher than the state's pipeline infrastructure was able to carry. And so really, starting June 1st of this year, this is the first time that North Dakota and this region has been in an environment where there is adequate pipeline capacity. Prior to June 1st of this year, the combination of pipe and rail was necessary in order to move all of the production to refining centers around the U.S. Now that we're moving into this environment with adequate pipeline capacity, it's really going to be a new marketplace for those North Dakota barrels, and hopefully we see a definite price improvement here in the state itself.
That's Justin Kringstead of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority and another edition of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. I'm Scott Hennon, and thanks for listening.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Mind brought to you by H.A. Thompson and Sons, currently maintaining the mechanical heating and cooling systems of more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. A Link Service contractor means they can provide a cost-effective environmental maintenance agreement to building and business owners throughout the region. Commercial operations in Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, and Minot. And, of course, Bismarck Mandan for many years. Since 1908, H.A. Thompson and Sons can provide service for you throughout the region. Free estimates, financing available. HATandSons.com or call 701-223-3393. Not just commercial, residential services too. H.A. Thompson & Sons, 701-223-3393. Scott in and off today. Daryl Lee's North Dakota Farm Bureau in on What's on Your Mind.
Well, thank you, Scott, or Todd. I
or whatever.
I'm sitting in for Scott here today, and appreciate the opportunity to be here and
get to have you
today. And it's What's on Your Mind, so we've got some time here yet before our guests come in at the bottom of the hour for more questions. If people want to text Todd or call in, they sure can do that. One text here, Todd, that you put up, the texter says, I would open up all CRP. Deny the landowner when he is really hurting for hay. Why wouldn't they all just pull their land out of CRP next round? And we're going to talk a little bit about that with John Devney when he's here now, but in the next half hour or so, we're going to talk to him a little bit about some of those regulations and restrictions. But you got to realize there is a realization that needs to be out there that CRP is a contract with the landowner and the federal government. They're getting a payment to set those acres aside, and, you know, in many, many cases, they are adhering or agreeing when they sign that to a lot of restrictions. And so you got to ask yourself, you know, do we just on a whim break all contracts, or do we have to have some adherence to some of those contracts at some point in time? You know, in extreme conditions, absolutely. We need to maybe make some exceptions, but you know they're still got to live up to the contract that they signed up for also. But you know, I think Secretary Perdue did a good job of evaluating things and taking steps, and some of our friends in the conservation community and sportsman's community stepped up and said, yeah, you know, we all have to take a little bit of the pain, so to speak, when it comes to these kind of things.
Got a question? You can text into 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503, or you can still voice call.
Yeah, you can still call in and talk to us.
You know, I mean, I know we're kind of a texting society, and it's kind of amazing how we probably get 10 texts, maybe even 20, to each one voice call, which is kind of like the rest of society anyway. We're so much more inclined to text than call, but we can still do that. And like Scott mentioned yesterday, voice callers go right to the front. 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550, or 1-800-228-0550, either one.
You know, you're getting some good texts in here, though, Scott. You know, some questions, or Todd, that...
You realize my whole life, every time somebody's gotten my name wrong, I've always been called Scott. I keep wondering if I was supposed to have been named Scott.
No,
oh, yeah, when I was a kid, cousins and stuff at family gatherings, and yeah.
You know, and Scott would be definitely sending this question up to Congressman Kramer's office, and we can do the same. We have a great relationship with that office. You know, talking about the livestock disaster program or you qualify for a disaster payment if you're renting by pasture by the acre but not by the animal unit. This texter wants to know why that is. I don't really have the answer to that one. That's something we'll have to look at. We'll definitely write it down, and if we can get an answer to that on a future show here, that Todd, you and Scott can inform them of what the answer is to that question. That's a good question. You would think you'd qualify no matter what the arrangement for the rent is, whether it's by the acre or animal unit. I mean, you're using the same number of acres. It's just a different rent format.
Exactly.
So, you know, a little bit about what NDFB has done, throughout this drought, their conditions going on. We started out, end of May, beginning of June, reaching out. We could see the writing on the wall that things were going to be pretty serious and started having those discussions, especially with Congressman Kramer's office, reaching out to USDA, utilizing our AFBF, American Farm Bureau, President Zippy Duvall, who is very good friends with Secretary Perdue, so I get to skip a few layers once in a while of firewall. If I send President Duvall a text, he forwards it on to Sonny directly. So
there we go.
We've got some pretty good close personal contacts, and And we also discussed this with, you know, our guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. You know, I had some good conversations. That's why I wanted to bring him in here today with Terry Steinwan from the Game and Fish and John Devney from Delta Waterfowl. And, okay. You know, those folks are compassionate to the needs of the rancher out there. And everyone's in this game together. And sometimes we debate things and argue about things pretty aggressively, I might say. But, you know, there's times that we have to come together, and we do come together, and come to some solutions like we did on the issue of opening CRP.
No doubt. Chuck in Bismarck, thanks for the call. What's on your mind today?
Hey. Yeah, you bet. I work with ranchers and farmers, about 80% of our businesses out there in the rural areas, and you know, some guys, some of these ranchers, you know, I mean, a lot of this is dependent upon weather. Is that correct? I mean, you can have a bad year, and then the guys that do have the money, it's not really going to hurt them as much. But then you got these ranchers out there that need the hay, and, you know, they're maybe not as fortunate. And so, to me, it just seems like, you know, I know they signed on the dotted line, but there just needs to be some leniency there, you know, each year as it comes.
Yeah, thanks, Chuck. And I think you're seeing that leniency. I think, you know, there were some concessions made by the sportsmen's groups and by the North Dakota Game and Fish to get behind and support this. And I think, in general, the people of North Dakota support the farming and ranching community. That's our number one industry. Obviously, a lot of people that live in town depend on the success of agriculture in our state. And so, I mean, there was some, and, you know, is anything perfect? No, sadly enough, especially when you're dealing with federal programs and federal government, it's much less than perfect. But, you know, we try and do what we can, and none of these things are designed probably to keep somebody whole. You know, even insurances or that, they're not designed to make someone wealthy. That's not what they're intended to do. They're kind of meant to keep them, you know, kind of keep them going on, keep them on the land. And the same thing when you have these relief efforts like this, we're not going to keep everyone whole. And to think that we can isn't a realistic view, but really appreciate your view, Chuck, on, you know, you're just one of hundreds of thousands of North Dakotans that think it's important to support agriculture and those ranchers out there right now.
Yep. Yep, I hear you. Yeah, I think it's, I know these guys, you know, when I'm out there in the field, you know, talking to them and stuff. And I just look at it too, the farmers are some of the most underappreciated people on the planet, you know.
But they're the most debated right now with the practices that we're doing. And, you know, it's a lot of the debate is a first world country problem. In the third world countries, they're just happy to have their food.
Yeah, no doubt. Or What's On Your Mind is on the way.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I love telling our listeners about things I own because I can tell you wholeheartedly they're the best. And Tropitone patio furniture is that. From hot spring spas and pool tables too. Why is this the best, Vince?
Well, it's commercial. They started in 1959. In the first 15 years of their business, they were commercial only and then opened up to the private sector. Like if you go to Vegas or anywhere on vacation, typically your outdoor furniture is going to be Tropitone. 15-year warranty. It's very comfortable. Is it the cheapest stuff out there? No, it's not meant to be. But you will enjoy it more than any other patio furniture you could get anywhere.
Talk about the fire table. That's great.
That is the best because, you know, it's a 90,000 BTU fire table. We use it every night. You don't smell like smoke when you go in, so you don't have to throw your clothes away or shower. And you can put it right on your deck by code. So
hot spring spas at pool tables, too. See some great Tropitone furniture today. Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, too. HotspringND.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by PetroServe USA, Daily Express smoked ham and cheese, Chuck Wagon or chicken and Swiss, $1.99 each. Pop Tarts, two for a dollar. Jack Link's extra tender jerky, $3.99 each. Pizza Corner Pizza, all flavors, just two for $11. Hot tamales. You have hot tamales when you were a kid? That was like one of those favorite.
That's a great candy.
Yeah, that's one of the classics there. Can't beat the classics. They're just 89 cents each. Red Bull, which is a darn good thing they didn't have that when I was growing up.
That's some nasty stuff. I tell you, I can't stand it myself. But
you know what? Everybody either does the Red Bull thing or knows somebody who does and lives on it. And it's just two for $4.50 for the 12-ounce cans of PetroServe USA. Blue Diamond Almonds are good for you, and they're 89 cents each. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.29 each. PetroServe USA giving away $50,000. Register every week. 100% American-made fuels. PetroServe USA. Customer-owned. People just like you. It's What's in Your Mind. Daryl Lee's in for Scott Hennon. I'm Todd Mitchell. 701-250-550-1-800-228-0550. Before we get to our next guest, Steve is on the road holding on. Steve, what is on your mind? Steve?
Did we lose him?
I don't know.
For fields, and, you know, some of the wheat is still pretty green. Some of it is, you know, completely dry, or not completely dry, but, you know, definitely has matured. And then other fields, you see, they've baled it. In other words, apparently it didn't go to maturity, and they're, you know, they baled it, I'm assuming, to feed it to cattle. And I was just curious as to, you know, how much value does that bring, you know, ripened wheat when you bale it and feed it to the cattle. Does that work?
Yeah, so, Steve, that's good questions. There are some cautionary things you got to do when you bale, drought-stressed crops. There's some nitrates that can be in it and varying levels. It just depends on the level of drought area that it was in and actually how much forage and growth is there on it. But they are baling some of it out there now. Guys are telling me anywhere from 10 to 14% protein value in it if they do it at the right time, which isn't too bad. When you compare it to straw, that gets down around 3% or less. So there is some value to that. And you see these guys out there, they're baling it. They've gotten an adjustment that is not going to pay to combine and harvest that crop. Some cases I've heard of like 1.2, 1.4 bushels an acre was the adjustment on it. And they're able to harvest that in the fashion of making bales out of it. Now, if you do have nitrate problems in there, they're going to have to blend it off and mix it with other forages, and that's where the challenge comes in, and that's where the importance of some of the CRP grass comes in, so that they have some other forage to mix with some of those high nitrate forages from the cropland. So that's very good.
No, and you notice that, or I notice that when you look at the bales, you know, in a wheat field, you just don't get that many bales, you know, contrasting it to, you know, whether it be alfalfa or grass or whatever. There's this whole big acreage, and, you know, I didn't count the bales, but they're few and far between when they're baling that stuff.
Yeah, and that depends on, you know, the timing of the drought stress and the severity that it was early on, variety, you know, variety of the wheat or the barley or whatever they're baling out there right now can make a difference on, you know, if it's a shorter variety or a taller variety, will have more, obviously more, you know, forage in it than the short varieties will have a lot less forage. And so, I mean, there's a lot of factors that go into that. You know, there's guys that are saying they're getting anywhere from, you know, 3/4 of a bale off of that up to a couple bales to an acre. So, you know, it's salvaging some value out of that land. You know, farmers and ranchers, they're out there to produce things. That's what they like to do. They like to produce things, and they like to be able to harvest things. And sometimes they got to harvest it in a different fashion on years like this, and that fashion is putting it in a bale.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. We got some guests here. What's in your mind? Daryl Lee's in for Scott Hennon. Who do we have, Daryl?
We have with us North Dakota Game and Fish Director Terry Steinwan. Welcome, Terry. And also we have John Devney from Delta Waterfowl. And we're gonna concentrate this first segment here at the bottom of the hour more on Terry because he's got to get to some meetings, and we want to be able to turn him loose. Unless you canceled those meetings just for Todd today, Terry.
Well, I'm sorry to say I did not cancel the meetings.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time. You know, Terry's always been, I want to make it very clear, very good to work with. Like I said earlier, sometimes we don't agree all the time, but he's always open to the conversation, always willing to sit down when I call or text. He gives me an answer or looks for the answer and gets back to me. And so
you may not like the answer, but
sometimes I don't like the answer.
Well,
I let him know that.
Life, Daryl. I mean, yeah. That's the way life goes. So.
But he's always willing to have that conversation and see if there's some way that they can work with the farmers and ranchers out there and work with agriculture. Terry has an agriculture background. He grew up in agriculture up by Garrison. Not quite to God's country at Douglas, but he was close. And so, you know, Terry, you know, I guess I want to start out before we get into the support that you guys did for the CRP and a few of those things. What's the status of the wildlife out there resulting from the drought?
Well, that's a good question, Daryl. As we get closer to hunting seasons, we're certainly getting those questions more frequently. And I guess the immediate answer is we really don't know right now. We do know our waterfowl production was down a little bit, a little drier this spring, even though it seemed like a long winter. We only had winter for about a month and a half is what it amounts to. And we actually had a pretty good spring coming in for nesting season for the upland game. What we're worried about right now, our crowing counts were down a little bit of pheasants, which we did expect because of the harsh December that we had and really brutally cold temperatures. And so we expected some mortality there, which we get even on a normal winter. What we're concerned with right now is the drought, like everybody else, is you don't think it's that important for upland game. That, oh, geez, it's nice and dry. Well, we're not getting as much bug production as we would in the past. And those young pheasant chicks, 2 to 3 weeks, if they don't have that good protein source of insects or bugs, their survival rate's pretty low. Now, we're not really into the peak of our brood counts yet, so it's probably going to be another month or so before we really get a feeling on that, but that is a concern. And, of course, deer, they came through a lot better than we thought they would, but what we don't know when we set the deer license numbers is what kind of reproduction are you going to get. We've heard some good anecdotal reports from landowners and our wardens out there and the people out in the field, but we're not hearing an awful lot of twins like we did last year. So it could affect us down the road, but we're still looking for a good season. So overall, the drought affects everybody, humans and wildlife, producers, everything across the state.
Yeah, and that's the, you know, the key when I was able to visit with you, Terry, and sit down with you is, you know, you made a comment to me that I really appreciated, that in times like this, there's a little bit of pain that everyone endures, and we obviously have to, you know, take a serious look at how we spread that out so that everyone can share in a little bit of relief. And not take everything on just certain individuals' shoulders, be it, you know, the wildlife shoulders or be it the ranchers and farmers' shoulders completely. So I appreciated that comment when we got together there, Terry. And I guess I'm going to ask John just real quick to comment on, you know, Mr. Duck guy over here. I call him Chief Duck whenever I call and visit with him. But so, you know, Terry mentioned that there's probably, you know, the duck hatch is maybe a little affected. And what are the reasonings behind that? What are your biologists saying?
Well, I mean, you know, if you look at a spring like this, we, as Terry said, we looked really good. The problem is we looked really good from a wetland perspective for about 2 weeks. And that's obviously the most important, get those ducks settle in the best habitat. But then we start looking at reproduction. And so as we get drier, we know females are less likely to re-nest when conditions get drier. And we know duckling survival is poorer when conditions are drier. So the good news for duck hunters is, you know, we shoot ducks from a lot of different places. I think Terry's right. I think we can anticipate pretty significantly decreased duck production from North Dakota this year. But, you know, things are much better in Manitoba and Saskatchewan. So I think, you know, it's not a doomsday scenario for a duck hunter by any stretch of the imagination. And by the way, we still have lots of ducks. Duck populations are still real high. Production's going to be down a little bit. But we still have a lot of ducks from when I was a kid in the late 80s and early 90s. We certainly have way, way more ducks than we did in those years.
Right. And so some of them, the reason I wanted to ask that is, you know, we share some of the same water concerns in a drought condition. Because when water decreases, we have more problems with, you know, stale water and quality of water in stock ponds and in those sloughs that are within the pastures and that are actually, you know, lethal to livestock. And so I wanted to, you know, make that connection that it's, you know, the water issue in a severe drought is not just related to duck production. It's related to livestock health also. And, you know, now where we do have our disagreements sometimes is on excess water issues, and we'll work on them going forward to see if we can find solutions there too. But I wanted to get Terry's give you a chance to talk about the support from the North Dakota Game and Fish and really appreciated. I want to make sure we thank you for stepping up, taking the lead from the North Dakota Game and Fish and, you know, making, you know, that ability to shoulder that responsibility in a drought on everyone by agreeing to this early grazing starting or early haying starting on July 16th.
All right, well, and thank you, Daryl. Appreciate that. Like you say, we don't necessarily agree on everything, but we can still be friends and we can talk it through. And I know where you say that.
Well, man, we both might be in trouble, Terry.
Well, I've been in trouble most of my life. This wouldn't change much. But, you know, and I don't want the Game and Fish to take all the credit. You know, John's organization, Delta Waterfowl, Ducks Unlimited, Pheasants Forever, North Dakota Natural Resource Trust, we all coalesced in we've done this in the past. This isn't the first time we've done it. We recognize we are a part of North Dakota. We all have to get along to a large extent. We all have to live here. And we have to support each other
right
when times get tough. And that's exactly what we're doing right now. Fully recognizing that even at this late date, July 15th, that there's probably going to be some loss of production out there because there will be, like John said, I'm not so sure that some of the pheasants, if their nests were destroyed by predators or whatever else, that they're going to re-nest. But if they do, it's going to be a late hatch. So that's if that portion is hayed, or I won't say grazed, because grazing certainly doesn't affect it nearly as much. But we're going to lose some of that production. We're willing to accept that, recognizing that we are all neighbors in North Dakota, and we have to help those out. And it's no different than anybody else, hopefully across the United States, but certainly in North Dakota, that when you see your neighbor in trouble, help them out. Let's do what we can, and that's right. What we're trying to do here.
Good point. And that's the thing, you know, there will be some loss inevitably. You know, it's probably not a real big percentage, but, you know, there's going to be some possible loss of some nesting and rehatch or re-nesting opportunities and some later hatches. So,
right.
Terry, you probably got to get running here to get to meetings. Thanks for coming in. And
hey, I appreciate it. Daryl, Todd, great seeing you guys again.
All right, have a great day.
More coming up, What's on Your Mind, on the way.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
What is NeoCon? Several InterOffice Furniture and Design employees were there in Chicago to attend NeoCon. And to tell us all about it, here's Melissa. What happened, Melissa?
Well, NeoCon is one of the most recognized and attended trade shows in the commercial design industry with over 50,000 attendees. The show is focused on being at the forefront of changing commercial design and business trends, and thousands of new products are introduced at the show each year. There's over a million square feet of exhibition space and 500 companies.
That sounds like a whole lot of innovation. Why do you go?
Well, with so many options on the market nowadays, it's important for us as a furniture dealer to see and feel the products firsthand so we can recommend appropriate furniture to our customers. Furniture that meets their style, budget, and quality expectations. And don't forget, we go for fun, too. This year, our coworker Levi was unable to attend, so we brought Flat Levi with us to experience NeoCon virtually, like a Flat Stanley. Follow InterOffice on Facebook and see some of the fun he was up to.
He will do just that. Tell us a little bit about some of the current trends that were showcased there.
For colors, we're seeing black, charcoal, and pastel accents, like blush. One showroom at the forefront showcased 90s-influenced design and colors. Think 1990s windbreaker jumpsuit with bright colors, wild pattern, and black charcoal background on the furniture pieces. For style, we're seeing a lot of mid-century or Danish design, residential-looking lounge pieces, as well as residential-looking desks and case good furniture.
Find out more at InterOfficeFargo.com or stop at CM InterOffice Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo. Call them at 232-3013. 232-3013.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
It's What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or text 701-226-8503. Jim the Flagpole Guy is online this morning. Jim, what's on your mind this morning?
Sir, I'm in a business to succeed. And the only way I know how to do that is to carry a good product line. I carry flagpoles from Concord Industries. They've been in business for over 50 years. They have the engineering for the environment. They're a success, typical American success story. They have a good product, and the good product has kept them in business for a long time. They do not sell to the public. They rely on dealers to make sure that their products are installed correctly. And that's what I do. I'm Jim at mdflagpoleguy.com. Yes, sir.
701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG, or mdflagpoleguy.com. So was that you I saw in the Mandan 4th of July parade, or
It's yes, on sir, empty flame.
We were there. You were there.
I should have come over. I was just a couple of vehicles over as we were lining up, and I saw it. I thought, I wonder if Jim's actually here, if he just had somebody else drive for him. But, good to see you, Jim.
Well, we're all over the state, and Bismarck, man, Dan, I love you. I love the Patriots. I love the commonality of the people who buy my product because they're civic people. They care about their country. They care about their families. And I just have the best job in the world. And I carry the best product in the world. And, you know, there are many styles of flagpoles and many options. I just thank everybody for going to ndflagpoleguy.com, giving me a shot. And know this, you're going to get a good product, you know. And the product is designed to not fall apart. There's not a bunch of moving parts that are heavy wear items, last a long time.
All right. Jim, the Flagpole Guy, ndflagpoleguy.com, 701-571-FLAG, American-made and proud of it. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Scott, handing off today, Daryl East, NDFB, on What's in Your Mind, filling in.
Well, it's a great day, isn't it, Todd?
It is.
It's a beautiful day, and I tell you what, I appreciate the opportunity to sit in for Scott and guest host What's on Your Mind. If you have questions, comments, you can call in or text Todd, and we'll get to as many of those questions and callers as we can. In studio here, we have John Devney from Delta Waterfowl and their organization. John had the opportunity to sign on to the letter of support for taking the CRP hanging date from August 1st to July 16th in the emergency. And John, I guess from your organization's standpoint, what was the motivation and the realization that brought you guys to the table to support that?
Well, I mean, I think Terry covered it pretty nicely earlier. I mean, we've got folks that are struggling out there. We've got especially our ranchers who are providing an incredible amount of habitat for wildlife all the time as part of their operations were the folks, at least early on in this sort of drought, that felt the pain. And, you know, they needed some help. And I think it's entirely compatible with CRP to allow some of that use. And I think this gave us sort of an opportune time to make sure that the wildlife community was able to step up for our ranchers and make sure that they had access to some of that forage. And, you know, I'm sure that there'll be duck hunters or pheasant hunters or deer hunters out there that say, well, gee whiz, you know, why'd we do this? Well, the reality is that A, our producers needed it, and B, the grass needs it. These landscapes evolved with having bison grazing on them, with fire grazing on them, with disturbance. So ecologically, it's not a problem to have folks out there hanging, grazing that grass. And actually, as part of FSA's guidelines on CRP, they want mid-contract management. And so we can meet a lot of objectives, number one objective being make sure our ranchers have an access to forage in their time of need.
Well, and you brought up some of the things I want to get into. If you have time to stay after, because we're short on time, just a minute or two here left, we can stay after the top of the hour, and we'll get into that even a little bit more. But, you know, you brought up the fact that, you know, for the ecological and the biological standpoint, disturbing that grass, making sure you get that old dead stuff out of the way so it can rejuvenate. You know, and then it gets some seeds down to the ground, too, that might be hung up so that we got some natural, you know, seeding going on from the mature seeds that have fallen off from years that it hasn't been hayed or clipped or grazed. And so, I mean, there's all those things out there that I think sometimes bureaucrats sitting in D.C. in the office don't realize. You know, they've got the education, but they've never had the practical on-the-land experience that, you know, your organization or quite frankly, the farmers and ranchers that are out on the land have the practical experience. You know, I don't know too many farmers and ranchers. In fact, I honestly don't know one or any of my friends that I call friends that don't like to have wildlife around. Because if they have wildlife, that means they've got a healthy landscape for their livestock, too. And they've got healthy soils for their crops. Because wildlife don't hang in areas where there's nothing for them to hang. So, you know, where we do have our disagreement sometimes is, you know, what's the level of government involvement in these programs and the restrictions that are on. We'll get into that a little bit more after the top of the hour here. I'm Darrell Lease from North Dakota Farm Bureau President, sitting in for Scott today and sitting here in studio with Todd.
More What's in Your Mind coming up.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I got a call from my brother the other day. Lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what is it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? I said, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.